I'll lead the way. We've got a volunteer keeping an eye on everyone there at the back of the group. The only thing to mind is the steps as you walk in. A few of them, well, three of them. The mind knows that it's all pretty well flat ground from there on out. And as suggested, the torches certainly help as far as looking at the bats, but as far as helping us see where we're going, they do very little. My suggestion for those of you nearer the front of the group would be when you get to where the bats are, walk a little bit further, and by that I mean just walk to about here, because that will allow everyone at the back of the group to come in a bit closer. And the bats are in fact just here on the ceiling. So this is, as suggested, as large as they will get. These are called bent wing micro bats. There's a number of different varieties. We've got mainly majority of this particular variety. There's also a horseshoe micro bat that we have, which I was told the difference, the main difference being that they're not a community animal like these ones very clearly are. At different times of the year, of course, there are babies, there are young, and it's sort of, again, really proves that, where they'll fly off at night, of course, and they'll find food, it's mosquitoes and moths and different things they'll eat. But when there's young, they always leave at least two or three adults behind in order to look after them. But it's not necessarily always the parents. It's different bats that stay at different times. They always come back to the same spot. When it rains here, it's quite clear that this part of the roof leaks, and they're able to, a lot of this roof leaks, but in particular here, they're able to drink through the day. I was told the moisture is the real reason they cluster in this one particular spot.
Oh.
And there's them, there's another group that lives elsewhere, either in the park or further away. And there's also a smaller group, in fact, just back here.
Oh, okay. No, it's made a liar out of me. Yeah, there's a little further back, nearer the, there we go, something else that doesn't quite suit. There's another smaller group further back in the tunnel as well.
But yeah, when you are set and ready, by all means, make your way out at your own leisure. And we'll slowly venture out and then head off to Cowrie Avenue, it's called, which is the last stop on the tour today.